Welcome to the GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to master one of the most important topics in the OCR GCSE Physics specification, resistance. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic comes up every single year, and by the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for. So grab your revision notes, maybe a cup of tea, and let's dive in. Section 1, Core Concepts. Let's start with the big question. What actually is resistance? Resistance is the opposition to the flow of electric current in a circuit. Think of it like this. Imagine you're trying to walk through a crowded shopping center. The more people in your way, the harder it is to move. That's exactly what resistance does to electrons flowing through a wire. The more resistance there is, the harder it is for current to flow. The formal definition that OCR examiners want you to know is this. Resistance is the ratio of the potential difference across a component to the current flowing through it. And the equation that goes with it is R equals V divided by I. R is resistance, measured in ohms, that's the Greek letter omega. V is potential difference, measured in volts. And I is current, measured in amperes or amps. Now, this equation can be rearranged. You can write it as V equals I times R, which is probably the most common form you'll use in calculations. Or you can write it as I equals V divided by R. A really useful memory trick is the VR triangle. Write V at the top, I on the bottom left, and R on the bottom right. Cover the one you want to find, and the remaining two show you what to do. If they're side by side, multiply. If one is above the other, divide. Simple. Now let's talk about Ohm's law. A component obeys Ohm's law if the current through it is directly proportional to the potential difference across it, provided the temperature stays constant. On a graph, this gives you a straight line through the origin. That's your key visual clue. A resistor at constant temperature is a classic example of an ohmic conductor. But not everything obeys Ohm's law, and this is where it gets really interesting for examiners. Let's look at three key components and their IV characteristics. That's their current voltage graphs. First, the ohmic resistor. As I just said, straight line through the origin, gradient is constant, resistance is constant, beautiful and simple. Second, the filament lamp. This one is a favorite exam question. The IV graph for a filament lamp is not a straight line. It curves. As voltage increases, the current increases, but not proportionally. The graph gets less steep as voltage goes up. Why? Because as more current flows, the filament gets hotter. As it gets hotter, the metal ions in the lattice vibrate more vigorously. These vibrating ions impede the flow of electrons more and more. So resistance increases as temperature increases. This is the key explanation OCR examiners want. You must mention the lattice ions vibrating and impeding electron flow to get full marks on a higher tier explain question. Third, the diode. A diode is a fascinating component. It only allows current to flow in one direction, the forward bias direction. In forward bias, once you pass a threshold voltage of about 0.7 volts, current flows very easily and resistance is very low. In reverse bias, when you flip the voltage, current is essentially zero and resistance is extremely high. On the IV graph, you see a flat line near zero for negative voltages, then a sharp upward curve for positive voltages past the threshold. When describing a diode in an exam, always explicitly state that current only flows in the forward bias direction and is negligible in reverse bias. That explicit statement is worth a mark. Now, let's talk about series and parallel circuits because the rules for resistance are completely different in each and candidates frequently mix them up. In a series circuit, all components are connected in a single loop. There's only one path for current to flow. The total resistance is simply the sum of all individual resistances. So if you have three resistors of 2 ohms, 3 ohms, and 5 ohms in series, the total resistance is 2 plus 3 plus 5, which equals 10 ohms. Easy. In a parallel circuit, components are connected on separate branches. There are multiple paths for current to flow. Here's the counterintuitive bit that trips so many students up. Adding more resistors in parallel actually decreases the total resistance. Why? Because you're providing more paths for current to flow. It's like opening more checkout lanes in a supermarket. The queue moves faster. The formula for parallel resistance is 1 over R total equals 1 over R1 plus 1 over R2 plus 1 over R3. For two resistors in parallel, there's a handy shortcut. R total equals R1 times R2 divided by R1 plus R2. That's the product over the sum formula, and it's worth memorizing. Section 2, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's get into the exam technique. These are the mistakes I see candidates make time and time again, and knowing them, they could save you several marks. Common mistake number one, unit conversions. This is the number one calculation error. Current is measured in amperes, but many questions give you current in milliamperes, that's MA. You must convert before substituting into V equals IR. To convert milliamperes to amperes, divide by 1,000. So 250 milliamperes is 0.25 amperes. If you forget this, your answer will be out by a factor of 1,000 and you'll lose the final answer mark, though you may still get a method mark if your working is shown. Common mistake number two, the filament lamp resistance direction. Candidates often state that resistance decreases as voltage increases in a filament lamp. This is the opposite of the truth. Resistance increases because the filament heats up and lattice ions vibrate more. Remember, hotter filament, higher resistance. Common mistake number three, parallel versus series confusion. Adding a resistor in parallel decreases total resistance. Adding a resistor in series increases total resistance. A good way to remember this, in parallel, you're giving electrons more routes to travel, so overall it's easier, meaning lower resistance. Common mistake number four, reading IV graphs. Always check which variable is on which axis before you calculate anything. If voltage is on the x-axis and current is on the y-axis, the standard orientation, then the gradient equals 1 over R, not R itself. To find resistance, you calculate V divided by I for a specific point, not the gradient. However, if the axes are swapped, voltage on Y, current on X, then the gradient is the resistance. Examiners sometimes swap the axes deliberately to catch you out. Now, for 6-mark level of response questions, these are the big ones. You need to write in continuous prose and cover 3 levels of detail. For a practical design question, level 3, which gets you 5 or 6 marks, requires you to list specific control variables. Don't just say, keep other variables constant. Name them wire material, wire length, temperature, cross-sectional area of the wire. That specificity is what gets you into level 3. For the PAG, that's the Practical Activity Group Investigation, on factors affecting resistance, you should know the 4 factors: length of wire, cross-sectional area, material, and temperature. Resistance increases with length, decreases with greater cross-sectional area, varies with material, and increases with temperature for metallic conductors. Section 3, quick fire recall quiz. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1, what is the equation for resistance? 3 seconds. The answer is R equals V divided by I. Question 2, what happens to the resistance of a filament lamp as it gets hotter? 3 seconds. Resistance increases because lattice ions vibrate more and impede electron flow. Question 3. In a series circuit with resistors of 4 ohms and 6 ohms, what is the total resistance? 3 seconds. The answer is 10 ohms. You simply add them together. Question 4. Does adding a resistor in parallel increase or decrease total resistance? 3 seconds. It decreases total resistance because it provides an additional path for current. Question 5. What must you do before substituting a current value given in milliamperes into V equals IR? 3 seconds. Divide by 1,000 to convert to amperes. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Section 4, summary and sign off. Let's wrap up with the key points you absolutely must know for your OCR exam. 1, resistance is R equals V divided by I, measured in ohms. 2, an ohmic conductor has a straight line IV graph through the origin. Resistance is constant at constant temperature. 3, a filament lamp has a curved IV graph. Resistance increases as temperature increases due to greater lattice ion vibration. 4, a diode only conducts in forward bias. Current is negligible in reverse bias. 5, series circuits, resistances add up. Parallel circuits, total resistance is less than the smallest individual resistance. 6. Always convert milliamperes to amperes before calculating. 7. For 6-mark questions, name specific control variables to reach level 3. That's everything for today's episode on resistance. You've covered Ohm's law, IV characteristics, series and parallel circuits, and the key exam techniques that will help you maximize your marks. Keep practicing those calculations, sketch those IV graphs from memory, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. You've got this.